I'm talking about the days of years ago. Count from 1908 on up to the original years. Back in the years of those days, blues had started to be original in 1914. From then until the wartime, people always had times from blues on up to original blues. Then on up to 1920, the change blues. After then, there was more blues. After then, there come the jazz blues, something like this. And after then, there's more blues, come the fast pieces. And after then, it come the blues of change, see? Getting in the alley loop. People call it the alley. Call it in the colored race of blues. Now we take our white race of the southern states. They play a little indifferent from we colored people. Now here's some of their pieces. That's the idea of the white people. Now you come back to the color, they have a different type of playing. Now we have some pieces go like this. And that's a color. Here's our color again. And still, we have still down in the alley of blues, just like the white when they play the Yolen song, but we have our blues a little different. Thanks.
Where did you grow up, Blind Willie?
I grew up down in South Georgia. Statesboro, Georgia was my real home. I was born at Thompson, Georgia, 134 miles of Atlanta, 37 miles west of Augusta.
Well, how long have you been a musician?
Well, I taken music when I was quite a child, but in the period of time, I quit for 8 years. After the 8 years, I went back to playing as I entered into blind school, Macon, Georgia. I continued my playing up until 1927, the 18th day of October, when I made record for the Victor Record people. And from then up until 1932, I played for the Victor people alone, by myself. But in the period of time, in 1929, I made records for the Columbia people, changing my name to Blind Samuel. I was the authorizer of this song, Come On Round to My House Mama, Cigarette Blues, and Atlanta Strut, and so on. And after then, I worked with the Vocalion people of 1933, taking up an odd job. They're paying you a small sum of money of $50 a week, but they were getting all the records of blues that they can, which we call the alley. And after the period of time, I picked up another job with the Decca Record Company. Wanting the blues, they give you a small sum of money, but get paid expense. And after the period of time, I returned back to Augusta, Georgia, where they had moved the machine, where they made a gang of blues there in the summer, in June of 1936. And after the period of time, I haven't made any more records, but I had lots to be released. And at the meantime, my different managers that I worked under started under Mr. Ralph S. Peer of 1619 Broadway of New York. After the period of time, I worked under W.R. Calloway, Mr. A.E. Savage of 1776 Broadway of New York. After the period of time, I worked under Mr. Dave Capp of 666 Lakeshore Drive in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, tell me more about your blindness. Who ran this school down at Macon?
Well, it was run by the state of Georgia. The principal was Professor L.H. Williams in that days and time that I was there.
And how long did you stay in that school?
From 1922 up until 1925, when I returned to New York and went to a little independent blind school out there. From there, I went with a friend of mine to Michigan and studied over there as I was learning to read the Braille. And in the meantime, I returned back to Georgia on my travel. I followed shows, different shows around, medicine shows, carnivals, and all different types of little funny shows after a period of record making.
Well, what do you know about Blind Willie Johnson?
Blind Willie Johnson was a personal pal of mine. He and I played together over many different cities, parts of the states and different parts of the country, from Maine to the Mobile Bay. But I returned, departed from him in Union, Missouri. He and I met up again in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, now, what do you consider his best music?
Well, sacred music. He has a heavy voice, more sound like a preacher.
And does he play the guitar with his sacred music?
Sure, he plays the guitar with the sacred music with the steel ring.
And you think Blind Willie Johnson is dead, do you?
I think Blind Willie Johnson is dead, according to a letter from I got from his wife. But he was a very good friend of mine, and he was a notable singer in his type of singing.
Did he play a 12-string guitar?
Only a 6-string guitar.
Was he a good guitar picker?
Excellent, good.